Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Today on The Daily Show, as we celebrate Christmas on December 25th, and maybe you're watching this video after that, I wanted to create a topic today, how gratitude flows from grace. You see, many times today we hear about gratitude in the most optimistic people in life, the most the people in life that have the highest quality of life are people who are grateful. They're people who aren't bitter. They're people who essentially realize that they have so many things gifted to them that they don't deserve. And I, for one, fully believe that. I mean, my entire life is a gift. And especially today, I remember that because of Christmas, because it is the day that we celebrate here how God gave the gift of his son, Jesus Christ, to bridge the gap between the divine and fallen humanity. And I'm a beneficiary of that. But see, even when life isn't good and it isn't positive circumstantially, my heart goes out right now to my friend Eric Smith, who's down in the hospice down in Columbus, Ohio. And he's 32 and he has two kids, and he's got parents, Brian and Lisa, and his sister Ellen. And I was Eric's youth pastor all through his high school years, and I saw him grow up and become a leader. And today he literally is taking his last breaths. He's on medicine to protect himself from the pain that he feels, and essentially he's medicated so that these last hours of his life he can essentially go into eternity feeling numb from the pain right now. And my heart aches for him, and yet even in this situation, can we say that somehow God is still good? It is a question that has plagued humanity since the beginning of time. But the reality is that we can't see the end of the story. We aren't on the other side of eternity. We do live in this fallen world right now that isn't perfected yet. There is still illness. There is still sin. There is still sickness. And as a result, we kind of live in this gap between the already and the not yet. And we're in this thing called life. And Eric is caught in the middle of it. And here's my point. God is still good. God is still good even when you are in your dark valley, even when you are on your mountaintop. I'm still a beneficiary of grace. And grace is essentially God's favor given to us even though we don't deserve it. And I think that truly each one of us are beneficiaries. The question is, do we have the eyes to see it? Do we have the heart to believe it? So on this Christmas day, I want to celebrate with you that gratitude comes from grace, and that is truly the greatest gift. Whatever you're getting today in terms of gifts materially, or maybe just being with your family, in your highest moment, it still can't even come close. Your greatest moment here in this earth cannot even come close to the reality of one day being united with your Creator in eternity and being in a place where there is no more pain, no more sorrow. It says in my favorite book that every tear will be washed away. and even for Eric today, which this video is dedicated to him, I just pray for him, and yet I know that he has that peace. He has made that commitment to essentially not try to bridge the gap in his own good works, but rather trust in the finished work of Jesus on the cross. So blessings to you today, wherever you find yourself, and remember gratitude, remember the grace that's been bestowed upon you, and I truly believe it will give you a much deeper appreciation for life and be a soul on fire. This is Cary Obermunner. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.